AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Historic flooding in South Carolina has closed roads and bridges. State Transportation Secretary Kristi Hall says there are major travel disruptions.
We have obviously closed numerous roads and bridges in the state due to flooding issues and concerns about the structural health of our bridges. Several of our bridges are underwater currently.
Hundreds of people have been rescued from rushing floodwaters. Emergency services are on alert in Bermuda, where officials report scattered power outages as Hurricane Joaquin lashes the island with wind and pelting rain. In Pembroke, restaurant manager Arthur Riley says residents weren't concerned but did prepare.
Well, people just boarded up their houses and their businesses, and we take it kind of lightly here, probably too lightly.
An Oregon pastor whose daughter survived last week's deadly shooting at a community college says he doesn't hate the gunman.
I realize that there is something far worse than him. It is the evil that controlled him.
The Reverend Randy Scroggins of New Beginnings Church in Roseburg told his congregation, "Violence will not have the last word." President Obama is paying tribute to fallen firefighters. He spoke at the annual National Memorial Service in Emmitsburg, Maryland.
Every single day across our country, men and women leave their homes and their families so they might save the lives of people that they've never met.
He said it's hard to think of a more selfless profession. Congressman Jason Chaffetz is running for a leadership position.
I am announcing my intention to run for Speaker of the House of Representatives.
He was on Fox News Sunday today. The Utah Republican is challenging Speaker John Boehner's chosen successor, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. This is AP Radio News. The three new leaders of the Mormon Church's top governing body that sets policy gave their first remarks to members today. Brady McCombs reports the new leaders were picked yesterday, and they're all from Utah.
That surprised many outside Mormon scholars who predicted the church might choose somebody from outside the U.S., maybe Latin America or Africa, to acknowledge the expanding global reach of the religion that has more than half of its 15 million members living outside the U.S.
The men will lead the church body that sets policy and runs the faith's business operations.
The three named were Ronald Rasband, a former CEO of a chemical corporation, Gary Stevenson, former president of an exercise equipment manufacturing company, and Dale Redland, a cardiologist who directed a cardiac transplant program. All three had been working for several years in lower-level leadership positions with the church.
The church has been holding its conference in Salt Lake City. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring savings are happening now at Strickland Sales and Service with Husqvarna. Cut, trim, and clear with powerful Husqvarna chainsaws, trimmers, and blowers. Now up to $70 off. Shop local and save at Strickland Sales and Service today. Limited time offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply.